is a stand-up on top of my right. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Welcome to Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figueroa of the law firm of Figueroa & Associates for a no-obligation legal consultation on issues such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. Call us at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. At the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, two common issues that we face when our clients are legalizing themselves in the U.S. is, in this marriage, is one spouse being abusive or is this a legit marriage? And if it's not a legit marriage, immigration will recognize it as is, and obviously what they will do is schedule a Stokes interview. So, when one spouse is not cooperating with the other spouse, is that marriage breaking down? Is one spouse punishing the other? And when we talk about abuse spouse petitions, is it physical abuse? Is it mental abuse? Is it both or either? My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. Many, many times, even when people don't petition for each other, they say 50% of all marriages could end within the first year. So whether or not that person is both U.S. citizens or one is an undocumented person, those statistics would apply to those relationships. Most times the people in that relationship where one is a U.S. citizen or green card holder and the other is undocumented, the undocumented person always bows to the other spouse. And some spouses that have their citizenship or green card, they would tell the other spouse, when I tell you jump, you ask me how high. And the million-dollar question is, how high can you jump? Why? Because most times, obviously, people want to save that relationship, that marriage. They want that marriage to work. They may have children, or there might be a child on the way. And that other person is being, obviously, abusive or unreasonable. Because part of the process in a spousal petition is you must provide documentation. What if your spouse just decide they're not changing their driver's license and other documents to your new address? What if your in-laws didn't like you? They thought that he or she should have gotten a better-looking person or a person who the in-laws would love. And a lot of times, obviously, in-laws don't like the new person that has taken away their daughter or their son. These are issues that we face in life all the time. Why did you take that ugly guy home? Your mother wants you to marry the most handsome man in the world. Well, beauty is skin deep, they say. And obviously, there are many, many issues that make a good marriage, whether it be good parenting, whether it be having a steady job, whether it be obviously doing all the loving things that those loving movies or TV shows tell you you're supposed to do. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. Are you an abused spouse? Or are you a spouse, obviously, that may end up in that situation because the other spouse is not cooperating? You will have a Stokes interview. And we have seen instances where when people have marital issues and they go to the interview, people deliberately do not cooperate or answer questions correctly. Yes. So that spouse could be your own worst enemy. Again, whenever the law firm of Figueroa & Associates represent clients in spousal petitions, we always make it clear to the couple that we represent the beneficiary and not the petitioner. Why? Because the beneficiary is the real person in terms of their rights being violated that we need to protect. And that's one of the policies that we have here at the law firm, and we explain that to our clients. Whenever you come to our office for that consultation, we always say, okay, we represent the beneficiary. Now, sometimes your spouse will say, you know what, let's find another lawyer. And what you have to figure out at that time is, does that person have plans for you that you're not aware of? Does that person plan to take advantage of you? And we have heard many, many times, they've had people who married to someone, and that person is committing bigamy and they're married to someone else already. So people know in New York City and also other major cities that one of the ways that they could take advantage of women, and most times that's what our experience has shown, that these predators out there, these guys, are using the fact that this woman is undocumented so that they could control or defraud or sexually abuse that lady. So we always say to our clients, the beneficiary, anytime there is the marriage seems to be going in the wrong direction, they should come in for a consultation so that we could talk about it. So my suggestion, do not hide these issues from your attorney, because that attorney should be experienced enough to determine whether or not this is leading to a Stokes interview, which you might fail, or your spouse might deliberately be doing this to sabotage you, so to speak, or whether or not you have enough evidence, or whether you should be following our checklist as to whether or not you should be contemplating filing an abused spouse petition. A Stokes interview is basically an interview that when you go to immigration after failing the first interview because you didn't have sufficient documentation, they will have you interviewed individually and then jointly. In a Stokes interview, they could ask questions like, for example, after they review all the documents and you are ready to be interviewed, they will put one of the spouses outside of the room and ask that spouse in the room questions like, when you came to the interview today, how did you all get here? Bus, train, car? Who closed the door when you left home for this morning? What did you all have for breakfast this morning? How many locks on your door? When your spouse came home last night, what were you doing? What were you eating? Maybe what you might be watching TV. What were you watching on the television set? Describe your bedroom. How many windows in your bedroom? You have a chest of drawers in your bedroom? Which drawer is for your husband? Which drawer is for the wife? What furniture you have in that bedroom? When you walk into your bathroom, is the toilet paper on the left side, the right side, or in front of you? What color is your shower curtain? What color is your spouse's toothbrush? What color is your toothbrush? When you have sexual relations with your spouse, is it protected or unprotected? And if it's unprotected, what type of protection do you use? Does your wife have any birthmarks on her body? Describe them. Does husband has any birthmarks on his body? Describe them. And then they could go into details on your financial issues. A Stokes interview, if it's not a bona fide marriage, is obviously difficult to pass. And what brought you to that situation? Why are you in a Stokes interview when what you should have done is probably adjourn that interview and then file for an abused spouse petition? My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. So again, is this a bona fide marriage? Is your spouse cooperating? And abuse could take the form of non-cooperation because they know that you need to legalize yourself in this country. The marriage was bona fide. They want you to jump through hoops. And they may ask you to have sexual relations that you think is not Christian-like or not proper in a married couple. So we have had all sorts of complaints from spouses where, you know, we know that this is going to head for Stokes. We know that the spouse is uncooperative. We know that the spouse is abusive. And you have to change track to file an abused spouse petition. Give us a call. It's nothing to be ashamed about. And sometimes people keep the abuse away from, actually they have children sometimes, or from their parents, or from their friends. You know, you obviously need to get counseling, and that is a standard process in abused spouse petitions where abused spouses do go through some sort of psychological counseling. So open up to your family. We understand the emotional issues associated with these type of interviews. So give us a call. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Thank you.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figueroa and Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well, knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro & Associates, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
This is Commissioner Idanis Rodriguez from the New York City Department of Transportation. Mayor Adams and I invite you to Summer Streets this year in every borough. In Queens and Staten Island on July 29th. In Manhattan on August 5th, 12th, and 19th, and in the Bronx and Brooklyn on August 26th. Visit nyc.gov/summerstreets for more details. See you then.
Hi, my name is Brian Anthony Figueroa, and you are listening to Ask the Lawyer with my father, Brian Figueroa.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Well, interest rates are going up. Mortgages are more difficult to get. And the price of properties, homes, are going up. What does that mean? Well, you need a good broker. A real estate broker could either represent the seller, a seller's broker, or represent the buyer, a buyer's broker. If you do not know the difference, you could consult with your attorney. But these brokers are, they are some of the wealthiest people in the world. 90% of all millionaires are in the real estate industry, and they are brokers and they own properties just like you trying to get one. And what is the fair market value of a home that you will purchase? And if you have to take a second mortgage, you have a big problem. If they are telling you that the seller is going to give you a concession, you have a big problem. And typically, the amount of money you could borrow is five times your income. So if you made $100,000 for the year, five times $100,000, $500,000 is what you could borrow. If you do it jointly with family members and you all have $200,000, five times $200,000, $1 million you could borrow. And your closing costs should be between 3 to 5% of the value of that home. You should also get an engineer to give you an engineering report on your home. And wherever possible, most times not possible, try to get the lowest interest rate that you can receive when you purchase your home. The higher that interest rate, obviously, is the more money that you have to pay. You also have to look at property taxes. The property tax that you pay on your home could be like a mortgage. So people living in Long Island, you know, places outside of New York City, New Rochelle, they have high property taxes. And when it have high property taxes, $12,000, $13,000, $14,000, you're going to have a problem because that's like another $1,000 plus payment that you're going to be making on a monthly basis. Whatever the engineers say is what the property is. So if your home is a one family, it is a one family. The engineer told you that. It's not a two family that the broker is telling you. And these brokers will tell you everything and anything for you to purchase that home, knowing that you may have to take a second mortgage because mortgages, loans are given according to how the the property is obviously categorized. Is it a one family, two family, three family? And on the money that you make. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. When you come in for a consultation on purchasing your home or selling your home, we will set you in the right direction. Our office also have our own real estate firm, Equity Smart Realty. Why? When we say equity smart, we want our clients to be equity smart. What is the equity in your home? Should you give away that equity? Avoid then, obviously, things like foreclosure. What are the options that you have? If there's any family disputes, if someone dies in the home and that property, that home goes from one generation to another, we could help you with wills, trusts, estate planning, succession planning. The Attorney General of New York State, Tish James, they all always give out reports. And one of the reports that they gave recently is that people are losing their homes to unscrupulous hustlers. They could be real estate brokers. They could be real estate agents. They could even be lawyers, investors. And you have to be careful to protect the largest investment in your life. If you think that someone is committing a crime against you and trying to defraud you of your property, you should communicate with the Attorney General's office. New York State Attorney General Tish James is one of those people in government fighting for your rights. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. We also have some special real estate inserts in our publications, Caribbean American Weekly, Workers' World Today, The Immigrant's Journal, and New Black Voices. You could get those publications online or at your local restaurant. If you want a copy of those publications, you could also visit my website, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. We have links to our publications, and we have a lot of information on how you could protect your American dream, or how to realize, how to get that American dream of your first home or your second home, and your second home being your investment property. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers, and we always say here, and at your home I'm sure, that prevention is better than cure. Do not wait, you know, the last minute when you're going to be losing that home or not getting proper advice before entering these transactions. Give us a call at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Thank you.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well, knowing that you have the law firm of Figueroa & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trust, and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro & Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
This is Commissioner Idanis Rodriguez from the New York City Department of Transportation. Mayor Adams and I invite you to Summer Streets this year in every borough. In Queens and Staten Island on July 29th. In Manhattan on August 5th, 12th, and 19th. And in the Bronx and Brooklyn on August 26th. Visit nyc.gov/summerstreets for more details. See you then.
Working in the U.S. Unemployment Authorization Document, the EAD card. When applying for a job in the United States, employers are required to check that all prospective employees are allowed to legally work in the United States, no matter where they are from. Those that have immigrated to the United States and are interested in working will, in most cases, want to obtain an EAD card, also known as an Employment Authorization Document. This is a great way to prove that you are allowed to work in the U.S., so you never have to face questioning or lack of documentation. Once you've received an EAD, you are authorized to work in the United States because of your immigration status and need evidence of that employment authorization. You are required to apply for permission to work. In other words, you need to request employment authorization itself. For example, you have a pending Form I-485, the application to register permanent residence or adjust status. Or you have a pending Form I-589, application for asylum and for withholding of removal. Or you have a non-immigrant status that allows you to be in the United States but does not allow you to work in the United States without first seeking permission from the USCIS. You do not need to apply for an EAD if you are a lawful permanent resident, as a green card is evidence of your employment authorization. You do not need to apply for an EAD if you have a non-immigrant visa that authorizes you to work for a specific employer. These visas include the H-1B visa for skilled workers, the L-1B visa for business expansion, the O visa for extraordinary ability, the P visa, team athletics and entertainers, or the TN visa, Canadian and Mexicans under the NAFTA, N-A-F-T-A. Also, there is a period of stay. The combined travel and employment authorization card will be valid for 1 year if the applicant's immigrant visa is currently available. If the immigrant visa is not currently available, then the combined card will be valid for 2 years. Employment authorization for dependents. When immigrating through visas like the H-1B, you are given the chance to bring eligible family members with you on the H-4 non-immigrant visa. The H-4 visa is issued to qualifying family members who wish to accompany an H-1B visa holder but are not authorized to work. In other cases, having a spouse and/or a dependent authorized to work can be vital, so you may need to apply for the H-4 EAD. Do you need help applying for employment authorization? If so, ask the lawyer. The international law firm of Figaro & Associates has a quarter century of practicing immigration law. Brian Figaro Esquire is a member of the American Immigration Lawyers Association, AILA, and is widely regarded as New York's number one immigration attorney. Ready for the next step? Schedule appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, that's www.askthelawyer.us or call 855-768-8845. Again, that's 855-768-8845. Immigration law is dynamic and complex. The lawyer you hire does make a difference.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figaro & Associates will protect you. Figaro & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figaro & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figaro & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figaro & Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
This is Commissioner Idanis Rodriguez from the New York City Department of Transportation. Mayor Adams and I invite you to Summer Streets this year in every borough. In Queens and Staten Island on July 29th. In Manhattan on August 5th, 12th, and 19th. And in the Bronx and Brooklyn on August 26th. Visit nyc.gov/Summer Streets for more details. See you then.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Hello, my name is Deandra Archibald, and I am an attorney. I work in the field of workers' compensation, and I would like to educate you today regarding what to do if you are injured on the job. So, if you are injured on the job in an accident setting, which means you're on the job working in your ordinary course of the day and you slip and fall, or if you're on a construction site and a beam falls on you, or you know, you stub your toe, It can be any kind of accident, even commuting to work. There are special instances where commuting to work, if you're injured commuting to work, you can also file a workers' compensation claim. But if you have an accident on the job, a lot of people, you know, are not familiar with workers' compensation and don't know where to start. The first thing to do is to notify your employer. You have 30 days to give notice to your employer. But of course, the sooner the better. Trust me, I work with the employers also, and they will controvert, which means deny. They will deny the claim and jump to do so if you did not notify your employer within the first 7 days. Even though the law gives you 30 days, you have to notify your employer right away because it just looks bad if you have an injury and then you wait 30 days to tell your employer about the injury. The second thing to do is to get treatment. After you notify your employer right away, make sure you seek medical treatment. Urgent care is often the best place to start if you get injured that day and you do not feel like going to a hospital. Then just take yourself to urgent care. If the injury is very serious, have your employer call emergency services and take you to the hospital. If it is not, and you can take yourself to urgent care, do so. If you have a primary care provider that you normally see on a regular basis and you're more familiar with that primary care provider and you know that they will see you the same day, then that's also an option. But contemporaneous medical evidence is very important. Okay, and you want to make sure that you tell your medical provider that you had an accident on the job. If they leave that information out, the insurance carrier will also try to controvert the claim that way. And again, controvert means to deny. So just to make sure you have all of your ducks in a row and you want things done the right way and you want to make sure that you're compensated, you have to follow these steps. The next thing to do, if you don't do that first, is to call your lawyer. Okay? The number to call is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. And why it's important to contact your attorney right away is because you want to make sure if you have to stay out of work due to your injury, you want to make sure that you are compensated for it. And often you will receive some information in the mail once the claim is filed from the insurance carrier and you may not know how to fill it out. You want to make sure you fill out those documents in the right way to make sure that you are compensated. You may need an attorney for that. Most of the time they start off the case with a hearing and you will want an attorney to represent you at that hearing because trust me, the insurance carrier will have their attorney there to represent them. So you don't want to go, you know, there and represent yourself if you don't know anything about workers' compensation law. And the best part about it is you don't have to pay the attorney out of pocket. You never, ever give a workers' compensation attorney any money out of pocket. They only get paid if there is money moving to you from the insurance carrier at a workers' compensation hearing. And they get out of that money from the insurance carrier moving. Why is it important to file a workers' compensation claim? Well, as you know, living in New York, the state of New York, I won't even say the city, is very expensive. And if you're out of work, you know, you don't want to lose sleep overnight wondering how are your bills going to get paid and how are your medical bills going to get paid and how are you going to feed your family and pay your rent or your mortgage or whatever else it is while you're trying to heal. So under the workers' compensation law, if you're injured and you're out of work for more than 7 consecutive days, you can get paid. You can get paid 2/3 of your average weekly wage. And that is tax-free money. Also, your medical expenses related to this injury that you received on the job will be paid for in full. If you need surgery, if you need physical therapy, chiropractic care, diagnostic tests, which is, you know, an X-ray, an MRI, a CT scan, all of that is paid for. If you need crutches, if you need sometimes transportation to and from your medical provider, that can also be paid for. If you need medication, if you need injections, whatever it is, as long as it relates to that injury on the job, you will have that paid for in full. You do not have to pay a copay and you do not use your regular insurance. When you're initially injured and you go to that first medical appointment, especially if you go to the hospital, remember that you do not give them your private insurance. You make sure and tell them that this is a work-related injury. They are to bill the insurance carrier. So if you have any questions regarding your workers' compensation claim, please give us a call today. The telephone number is 855-768-8845. 8845. That's 855-768-8845. This pertains to your injury being old or new. I just discussed if you have a new injury, what to do. But if you also had an existing workers' compensation claim and you never received any compensation for it, you can also give us a call. There's another component of workers' comp besides you getting your medical paid for and your wages paid at that two-third rate. If you injure an extremity, so that is a finger, a hand, a leg, an arm, or an ankle, toes, you can get a settlement check for any loss of range of motion to that body part a year after the date of accident or a year after surgery. So please give us a call today to find out more about your workers' compensation claim. It is also important to note that you have 2 years to file a workers' compensation claim. The statute of limitations on a workers' comp case is 2 years. So make sure that time does not run out on you. The telephone number is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Thank you.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figaro and Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figaro & Associates will protect you. Figaro & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figaro & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figaro & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
This is Commissioner Idanis Rodriguez from the New York City Department of Transportation. Mayor Adams and I invite you to Summer Streets this year in every borough. In Queens and Staten Island on July 29th, in Manhattan on August 5th, 12th, and 19th, and in the Bronx and Brooklyn on August 26th. Visit nyc.gov/summerstreets for more details. See you then.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by a very, very special guest, Ms. Lisa Bova Hyatt, who is the CEO of the New York City Housing Authority, NYCHO. Welcome. So good to have you here with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome, and congratulations on your new appointment.
Thank you.
So if you could please share with us, who is Lisa Bova Hyatt?
Sure. I am a third-generation New Yorker. I have spent my entire life in public service to New York. I feel very passionately about giving back to my community. I spent nearly 20 years at the New York City Law Department working on large-scale infrastructure and real estate projects. From there, I went to the governor's office of storm recovery and worked with communities responding to Hurricane Sandy, Hurricane Irene, and really saw the transformative effect that extreme weather can have on a particular community. I grew up in Brooklyn, but I live in Staten Island, and Staten Island was incredibly impacted by Superstorm Sandy. So I worked for the governor at the governor's Office of Storm Recovery, first as its general counsel and then as its executive director, which was really, really transformative. From there, I took a six-month stint to help people outside of New York City in the Virgin Islands and in Texas recovering after Hurricane Maria and Hurricane Harvey. But you can't really stay far from New York, so I came back. I mean, once you're a New Yorker, you're always a New Yorker, and there's no place quite like New York. So I came back, and I was the general counsel of the CUNY Construction Fund. And then from there, I pivoted to NYCHA to be first its general counsel, then its interim CEO, and now its permanent CEO. And I feel like every position that I've had in my entire career has really set me up for success for NYCHA. You know, when you think about the catastrophes of dealing with extreme weather, first at the governor's office, and then when you think about CUNY, a lot of its buildings are aging. They have serious infrastructure problems. So, you know, NYCHA was certainly a natural fit.
Okay. So given all your extensive experience, which you just described, how do you plan to leverage your expertise to enhance the day-to-day operations of NYCHA?
Well, I think everything that I've learned along the way has really set me up for success at NYCHA. Being NYCHA's general counsel really opened my eyes to all of the issues that NYCHA has. First, dealing with our federal monitor, our partners in government, HUD, the Southern District, the city, and really making sure that we're working all collaboratively. We all have a common goal, and that is to provide decent, safe, and sanitary housing for our residents. And one of the most important things that I learned while working at the governor's Office of Storm Recovery is that no one knows their community better than the people who live there.
That's true.
And NYCHA is no different. The people who live in the developments that we serve across the city know what works best for them. They know what they need. And one of the things that I am laser focused on is making sure that we are engaging our residents through all of our programs and making sure that they have a voice.
So how exactly are you engaging those residents and making sure that they have a voice?
So one of the first things that I did was I actually changed every job description that we have in NYCHA. They all have a customer service component to make sure that people understand that if you're working for NYCHA, we are here to serve our residents. And sometimes a little thing like that really goes a very long way. Similarly, I also spend a tremendous amount of time at our developments, getting to know our TA leaders, and I am encouraging our other both executive staff and senior staff to do the same thing. You can't actually sit in an office and think that you understand what's going on at a development if you haven't been there yourself.
That's true. So you were previously the interim CEO. What measures during that time did you take to improve the functioning and efficiency of NYCHA?
So, you know, first and foremost, the most important issue that I've really focused on is making sure that we are in compliance with the HUD agreement. The HUD agreement was signed in 2019. We have certain pillars and certain metrics that we are required to meet. And when we look at our budget, those are the first things that we budget for to make sure that we are in constant compliance. Second, standing up the trust, the Housing Preservation Trust, which we can we can get to in detail a little further on into the program. Progress for our PACT program, which is really the best tool that we know how to provide comprehensive repairs to our residents. And finally, and I think most importantly, is advocating for ERAP funds. During the pandemic, the federal government provided states with money for emergency rental assistance. And each state was given the opportunity to decide how to best spend that money. New York State deprioritized people in subsidized housing. And when you think about it, one in 17 New Yorkers lives in a NYCHA development, and we are really the most vulnerable and the most needy. So what I did along with my colleagues and most importantly, our residents, was we went up to Albany week after week advocating for this money, explaining why putting our tenants in harm's way, having them be the potential subject of eviction, was not good policy. And I'm happy to say that the state allocated $150 million, give or take, to our residents who had applied for ERAP. So we're currently waiting for that money, but are super thankful for that.
Okay, so now that you are the permanent CEO of NYCHA, what steps will you take to ensure that the authority continues its transformation and provides safe, high quality, and affordable homes for NYCHA residents?
So I think I'm going to continue to do what I was doing when I was the interim. You know, that work never stops. Making sure we're in compliance with the HUD agreement, making sure that we're moving forward with the trust. We had our first board meeting a couple of weeks ago. In the coming weeks, we are going to announce the first trust properties. What makes the trust so incredibly exciting is the fact that the residents who live in the developments get to decide what happens next. They can stay as a Section 9 development. They can transfer to Section 8 through the PACT program, or they can choose the trust. The reason why we have such a focus on transferring our portfolio from Section 9 to Section 8 is because Section 8, that platform, that funding stream, is nearly double, in certain cases more than double, than what we get through Section 9. And HUD has been encouraging public housing authorities across the country to do this. So it's a more stable funding stream. And all of the tenants' rights and protections are protected. So we're getting more money, which gives us the ability to do the comprehensive repairs that are needed. So it's really a win-win situation.
This has been an excerpt. For the full interview, go to youtube.com/@InceptionFMRadio. Again, that's youtube.com/@InceptionFMRadio.
When should you seek a workers' compensation attorney in New York? Most people seek an attorney when their claims are denied or they're receiving improper treatment for their injury. There are other reasons why you should speak to an attorney today, and I'll name a few. You should seek a workers' compensation attorney when your injury happened at work, but a third-party vendor, rather than your employer, is responsible. You should also speak to an attorney if a defective product caused your injury, making you potentially eligible to file a claim for product liability against its manufacturer. You should also speak to an attorney if you're the victim of toxic exposure, such as asbestos. You should also speak to an attorney if your employer knowingly violated the law and required employees to work in unsafe conditions. And you should speak to an attorney if you work for a very small employer who doesn't carry workers' compensation insurance. For a case evaluation, call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Remember, the lawyer you hire does make the difference.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trust, and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
This is Commissioner Idanis Rodriguez from the New York City Department of Transportation. Mayor Adams and I invite you to Summer Streets this year in every borough. In Queens and Staten Island on July 29th, in Manhattan on August 5th, 12th, and 19th, and in the Bronx and Brooklyn on August 26th. Visit nyc.gov/summerstreets for more details. See you then.
And this is where we come towards the end of our show. We want to thank you so much for joining us. Remember, this is your opportunity for a consultation on any legal issue or concern that you may have. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery, because none but ourselves can free our minds. Words of wisdom, first from the visionary, the Honorable Marcus Garvey, and later put into song by the great Bob Marley. Time to take control and free yourself. What is your legal issue or concern? What is keeping you up at night, stressing you out? Ask the lawyer. We can help. However, you have to contact us. Call now at 855-768-8845 or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. Take care of your business before your business takes care of you. Call now at 855-768-8845 or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions. We've got the answers. Be happy, be safe, be well.